Thank you for joining us this morning on our St. James Missionary Baptist Church's podcast. Reminding you that I am your host, Brother Cotton, also pastor of St. James Missionary Baptist Church, and we just greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we've been looking in this month of February, we talk about relationships, and we have been highlighting ingredients, chapters, if you will, from our book, Relationship, The Relationship Recipe. And continuing in that same vein on this last week of February, I'm going to look at another installment. Another installment. Simply, I'm trying to figure out the right way to put this. It's coming right out with it. Communication. Very important ingredient when it comes to relationships. But before we go any further, a word of prayer. Lord, we do thank you and appreciate you, Lord, for allowing us to once again be able to engage even with other folks through the technology process and be able to share some things, some thoughts, always seasoned from your word, under the direction of your word and of your precious Holy Spirit. We pray for that guidance even as we go forth in this conversation today. We'll pray, Lord, that you'll be able to get glory out of what we say, and that it'll be helpful for all of us, Lord, enlightening all of us in the vein of communicating with our mates, with our partners, with our friends, with our pals, classmates. So guide us, guide our conversation, open up our wisdom and understanding, Lord, that we may be able to rightly look at these things as we go from day to day. This we do pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You're talking about communicating. I don't know how important you realize this is in any relationship to be able to communicate. But how can you even expect for your relationship to grow, or as what is commonly said, to go forward, if you can't communicate? Now, I don't want to mislead anybody. I'm using the word communicate on purpose. Because communicating doesn't just mean talking. For literal, obvious reasons, and also because some folks are not articulate, and some folks do have problems trying to say what they mean, and they use different other means. You know how it is. Even when it comes to holidays, we give chocolates, we give different gifts, we give cards, and some of us, including myself, we like to find cards that share the very sentiments that we feel when we give these cards to someone. Some of us take time to find the right words that kind of emulate what we would like to be saying, because some of us do struggle being able to verbally say what it is we Well, what we may really feel. But you must, especially if your relationship is a marriage, you must, it's not even a question. You must be able to communicate. You must be, because of all the relationships we talk about, marriage is the one that we should be looking at for the long haul. Till death do we part. We want to walk this path with our mates a long time. I mean, businesses come and businesses may go. All kinds of other partnerships and buddies, pals. I mean, one goes into service or one moves across town. You know, I mean, you still may see your friends and all that, but it's not the same as a marriage. As we talked about, and as we'll have to revisit it again, because we've been getting a lot of comments and questions around the relationship of marriage and the uniqueness of marriage. But that is the relationship that is, we have to say, the epitome of relationships between people. And you have to be able to communicate. When you're in any type of relationship, you must be able to identify the basis of your relationship. What do I mean by that? If you say that, okay, we're just friends, make sure you identify the type of friendship you have, and you have to establish certain things in your friendship. You have to establish boundaries, as folks want to say today. I mean, how far you intend to go in this relationship, especially if it's a male-female relationship. We all know that those type of relationships can sometimes take different turns. You know, situations come up, whether they be through something tragic or something good, and emotions get kind of mixed up in there, and one thing leads to another, and that's often what happens in male-female relationships. And I mean, you can just imagine. So your relationship, whether you say so audibly or just in different other ways that you communicate this to the person that you are having this relationship with, y'all need to make certain things clear. Again, the uniqueness of marriage, we know what that is. When you entered into marriage together, there's certain things, certain promises, certain oaths that you made. And these help identify what it is you intend to do, what it is you hope to do, what it is you want to do through your marriage relationship. But in some of our other relationships, as they say, the waves, the waters can get a little murky, and they get cloudy, and we're not sure exactly where we're going and what we're doing. So you have to be able to communicate. You have to, because we don't, no one wants to be a victim of mixed messages and things of that, like that nature. And sometimes these can happen. Not saying that they can't happen even in marriages. Okay. But again, you see the importance of being able to communicate. In this podcast about communication, this is also a segue into the next installment in our book, or next ingredient, as we like to call them, on communication, which will be forthcoming probably next week, in the beginning of March, maybe even near the end of this week. You know, it depends on the response we get. So coming back to where we have started, we talked about communication and how it is imperative that the parties in this relationship communicate. Now, why am I saying that it's so imperative? Just because of the emotional content involved? No, but you have to be clear. If it's like I said, if it's a business relationship, you've come together as classmates, you just buddies, pals, or maybe y'all paired up and y'all have to complete a project for a class or something like that, or maybe you're just neighbors or whatever it may be. if you want this relationship to continue, if you want that relationship to grow, okay, or as Khamenei said, if you want this relationship to move forward, you have to be able to communicate. Now, why is it so important to establish the type of relationship you have? And some people say, well, you're friends, you're just friends, and you maybe you even love each other. Remember, as we spoke and as we have written in our ingredient on love, the different types of love, it's important. It's important to, to establish that. Well, again, communication is so important in establishing where you intend to go, for multitudes of reasons. And we don't want to be ambiguous. We like to come straight on out. There are certain things that we all like to do. Maybe you're a person that you like to have your outing every week. Maybe you like to go out and go to a club, or maybe you like to go to a game. Maybe you like to go to concerts, or whatever the different things you like to engage in for your enjoyment, for your entertainment. Because even if you are a family person, you have a wife, you have a husband, and you have children. And so all of these come with different types of responsibilities, expectations, if you will. But now you have a friend, a buddy, a pal. Okay, that's kind of not separate from your family, but in a way they might be. This, again, communication is important. So that person can understand where they stand with your family. Oh, they said, oh yeah, it's more than a notion. You're married, you have a wife, or you have a husband. There's no such thing as you having a friend that you cannot introduce your mate to, your spouse to. There's no such thing. Now, am I saying that every person that you're a friend with, your mate has to be friends with them? I'm not saying that. But definitely your mate, your spouse, cannot be against them, cannot have that problem that they don't, for some reason, whatever that reason may be, they can't get along. If they can't get along, then that person is going to need to be grafted out of your relationship once you establish the reasons why they can't get along. I have to put that in there, because I may not be able to get along with my wife's friend for reasons that are just my own. I don't like how they dress. I don't like the perfume they wear. I don't like stuff that I don't like. Just me. Just 'cause I don't like their perfume, I don't mean everybody else doesn't like it. I just don't like it. If I don't like the way they dress, maybe I don't like the color combinations they put in, or the type of clothes. But if it's something that they're doing that everyone can see, so it's obvious. I mean, they 50 years old and wearing many, many dresses and, tight fit and stuff like that, and it's just not pleasing, not just to me, but they don't realize how, eccentric, so to speak, they are in what they do. And they refuse, or maybe they do realize that, but hey, that's what I want to do. I'm at that point in life where I don't care what people think. Well, if that's not the type of person that I really, really feel helps our relationship, or maybe I, not just doesn't help it, is a problem in our relationship, then we may have to reconsider if that person is going to have any involvement in our relationship, if it's going to cause a problem. No one comes before your spouse. And if that person is causing a ruckus in our relationship, they got to go, because we're not going anywhere. And when I say I have to go, does that mean that maybe your spouse has to get rid of them completely, or maybe they have to find different ways that they're going to do what they do. That y'all have to agree with that, and y'all have to communicate this. Y'all have to. Honey, you're going to see them. I don't care for them. But I don't get home until such such a time. If y'all have to communicate, or if y'all have to meet up, or y'all want to do that, y'all going to lunch or something like that. Yes, I mean, you let me know that you're doing that. But I don't want to come home from work and see them here when I come home. I want to come home and see you, or you and the kids. But I don't want to be with this person. So that's it. That's to me, that's an easy fix. You have to let them know. Okay, well, when my husband come home, he has to come home to just his family. So no, we have to change our times of meeting, something like that. You find different ways to make things work that's compatible, which is another one of our ingredients with each other. We can continue in our relationship moving forward in our relationship. So communicating is very important. Because we find if we talk these things through, or we try to reason together, as the word tells us, come, let us reason together. In other words, let us talk about this thing. Let us come to some type of agreement. Let's talk this thing through, work this thing through, so that we can continue. We can continue to walk together. Again. Some of you are saying, well, you're really simplifying it. Well, guess what? It really is that simple. It really is that simple. We see in the word of God, that God has a plan. He has a plan. And if we work his plan, it works. The plan works. Someone say, well, I just can't see it. Well, that's all right. Again, that's what belief, faith is called. That's what it does. Do any of us really think that we can see as far as God does? No, we can't. That's why we just trust him. There are things we used to, even old song, if y'all allow me this, that we used to sing. I haven't heard it in a long time. Okay, simply stated, in it, it simply states that I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. Well, that's appropriate for us. We don't know what the outcome is going to be. We can't see, really what that light is at the end of the tunnel, but we trust God. When we first started on this journey, or as we're starting, continuing in this journey, we're trusting the Lord. So we trust Him not only to see us in it, but we trust Him to see us through it to the end. And that's what it is. Sometimes, I can't see it, but I know that this is where I'm supposed to be. I know that this is what I'm supposed to do. And I know that the Lord was in agreement with me when I started, and I believe He's in agreement with me as I'm going through it. And I believe that He is going to be with me when I get through it. And it's the same thing we have to when it comes to our relationships. A lot of times, we have to trust the relationship. You trust your relationship. You started out with something solid. This is my friend, my classmate, and we've become friends. Okay, and what is it that makes you friends? I'm not going to presume that I can give you the definition of a friend. I can show you many examples and tell you many different examples of how different friends interact, but that might not be your definition of a friend. Okay, maybe your situation may be different than somebody else's. Maybe you one of those people who have some type of ailment, or I don't know, medical ailment or something, and you can't get out and go around, but you Somewhere along the line, you met someone. It might have even been online. And y'all started communicating. And it grown to the point that you really feel that you have a nice relationship, and maybe you've never even met each other. And that you might consider that person your friend. You can't get out. You can't go anywhere and meet people, but you met this person this way. Or maybe someone in your family brought somebody by and they were able to talk to you then, and y'all started talking and y'all created a friendship. And for you, that friendship is just having somebody you can talk to. Maybe there's a person who loves to play checkers, chess, or other type of games. And when they come by and they play that game with you, to you, that may be a good friend because you can't go out, but they come to you. That's how you view it. Y'all at the point, y'all acknowledges each other's birthdays and y'all share different things, different, you have conversations about many different things. Maybe y'all find that y'all like have certain appetites the same. Y'all like certain desserts or certain other foods. So when they come by, they bring you this dish or what, and that could be the extent of your felt of your friendship. And that's all right. That's all right. So a friend to one person can very well be mean something different to another. But the key thing is, y'all have your relationship. Y'all know what y'all do. And y'all just going, moving in that line. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, so communicating, communication is very important. Very important. You can't let pride, ego, vanities, things like this keep you from communicating in your relationship. Now, what do I mean by that? Maybe y'all had an argument. Maybe it seems like y'all can't come together on an agreement on an issue that's important in your relationship. Can't get stubborn. Well, I don't know why he can't see this. I don't know why she can't see that. And you refuse to sit there and really reason this out. You see why that's so important, what the word tells us. Let us reason together. That means, yes, we have to really get into this because I have strong feelings about us going this direction and what we're doing. But you have strong feelings in us going that direction in what we're doing. Okay, let's stop and let's reason together. Right here where we are right now, before we find ourselves going apart over something we really don't have to. You know, we don't want this to spill over and really mess up our relationship over something that all we have to do is communicate and come to some type of agreement, reason together. You know, and sometimes pride keeps us from doing this because pride will keep you from being able to see that there is a way that we can come to some type of compromise here. Pride can keep you from coming to that place where, well, I can really comply with what you're doing because when I think about it and be real, my reasons for not doing it was just me. It's just my own hang-ups, my own personal biases, or my own personal idiosyncrasy, or whatever you may want to call it. But I can get past that because that's just me. You know, I've always had problems with, you know, certain things, and it doesn't hurt me, but it's just me. It's just me, my ego, my vanities, or my pride. whatever form of pride your vanity is working in. Okay. That is what's keeping it, us from accomplishing this goal or going in the same direction to complete this task. But I can put my own personal stuff aside, by communicating, we can get to that part. We can get there. But if I say, oh, I'm not going to budge on this, I'm going to be stubborn. It's my way, or no, I'm just not going no other way. That's pride rearing its ugly head in there. And we have to do that. We have to be able to get past our pride and be real. And let me share this with you. Be able to identify that that is what it is. I've seen people, again, I'm leaning more towards marriage right here, but I've seen people, oh man, I don't like that color. So they don't want their husband, they don't want their wife to wear anything that color. That's me. They might have seen a dress or a sweater or a shirt that they really like, but because I don't like it, you shouldn't buy it. You shouldn't wear it. You're not buying it too small. You're not buying it too large. You're not buying it too form fitting. You're not buying, you're wearing it properly. So there's no problem there. It's just my own personal bias against that color. And I should not, and to be honest, I should not allow that to keep you from perhaps wearing something, buying something that you like. We need to be honest with each other. Okay. Again, it's personal reference for somebody that may need to hear this. I cannot stand the smell of Doritos. My wife knows that. My immediate family, they know that. And some of my friends, associates know that. Now you say, well, that's your personal bias. No, it's more than that. They actually make me nauseous. They make me sick. It's very smell of. So it's not just something I don't like. It has a physical effect on me. Okay? It's almost like somebody that's allergic to something. Okay. They say, no, I can't be around you. You're my friend, you're my buddy, but you got cats. You got this and every time I'm around cat that daddy makes me sneeze and makes my nose run. I go through different shit. Well, that's not just a bias. It has an actual physical effect on me or on this on someone. So you can't. That's one thing. So you say, honey, I love this little dog. I was going by, I saw him in the window. But you can't have a dog in the house. You know that your spouse is allergic. Your roommate is allergic. Your friend, is allergic. You're not gonna do that. You're not gonna have it. In the case where I don't live with my friend, well, I'm not gonna, expose my friend to this dog. And even though I like playing with my dog and all that, but I'm not gonna allow him or this cat or the dog dander or whatever it might be get all over me, and then I'm going to hang out with my friend, knowing that he's going to be sneezing and carrying on the whole while. I'm not going to do that to him. Once I know that. Now, the beginning, you may not have known that. And you may do all this sneezing, and they ask you, do you have a dog? And somebody say, yes. Oh, man, I'm allergic. Well, I don't want our friendship to end. So from now on, I'll make sure that before I come see them, I would change my clothes. Like some people, they'll take their brush and they'll brush off any dander or little vacuum they may have and do that, whatever it takes, so that I can continue in my relationship or in our relationship. Again, communicating. If I don't know, I can't do anything about it. The other person might took the say, well, dang, I know I'm allergic, but I don't want to say anything because no, don't do that. If it causes a problem, and that will be a problem in the relationship, you need to express it. And this is a problem even with what we might call the greatest of relationships. You have a problem and you sit on it. You don't say anything. Well, I'm gonna just deal with it. You know, it's a problem. If you simply communicated it, then y'all can come to some kind of, agreement. How we could deal with this. In this day and time, believe it or not, it might mean that, hey, when you're coming over, I mean, again, you're that person that's coming over, we're gonna play chess, or we're gonna do this for that short while. I wear a mask. If that's what y'all agree to do, because y'all, I don't know, but you talk about it. You communicate it. Okay. And I keep wanting to stay with the word communicate because maybe the person cannot verbally speak. You can write, maybe they have to write notes or something, whatever. But you find a way to get your thoughts across so that y'all can move forward in your relationship. Okay? So, yes, communicating is important. And again, for those people who hem and haw trying to find the right time, you know what, in all honesty, it's not just the right time that we're waiting to find. If we're honest, we're just trying to find the right way. But make sure you're not just hemming and hawing, as they say, procrastinating. If it's something that's is an issue, in your relationship, don't let it keep on getting to the point that it's just bubbling over. 'Cause let me share something with you. Especially in these long-term relationships. If there's something that's a problem and nobody speaks on it, that's almost the same as putting a pot on the stove. You got it covered. And maybe you just got it on real low. It's just to the point it's just simmering. But I assure you, if you keep it on that flame and just let it keep on simmering, eventually it's going to bubble over. If there's a lot of liquid, it's going to evaporate, but it's going to have an adverse effect. You've got something that's a nag, a problem in your relationship. Don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. Don't be like those people who say, well, you know what you did. No, I don't. You're angry. This person, they don't really know why you're angry at them. You know what you did? No, I don't. If I did, I'd fix it. Don't be that way. Well, I shouldn't have to, but you do have to tell me because I don't know. That person, they're not trying to be smart. They're not trying to be bullheaded, stubborn, but they may not really be aware that what they said was offensive to you. What they did was offensive to you. Let them know. And the only problem with some of us is, how am I going to do that? Am I going to do it in anger? Or am I going to do it reluctantly, humbly? But you got to do it. A lot of us, we love those of us who are preaching and teaching where we love to do that. Now, maybe because I've gotten older, but I watch some people, even when they're teaching or preaching the word, and they seem to be doing it out of anger. Well, you gotta, no, don't, no, it's, no, not out of anger. Yes, I can be angry over some of the things that's going on, but if I'm teaching you, preaching you, and I'm coming across with this anger, you might think that I'm angry at you. I'm not angry at what, maybe even what you did, but I'm coming across with this anger and it's misunderstood. Communication. It's a communication issue. We need to let folks that we're preaching or teaching understand, no, I'm angry over the fact that there are people out here taking advantage of our youth, taking advantage of our elderly. I don't like that. Now you make that clear. So as you're teaching, as your passion, or your disdain for this act is coming out, make sure that those that you talk to realize you're not angry at them. That you're just passionate about what it is you're teaching or preaching. Make sure they know that. Don't assume that they do. Somewhere along the line, you just say that and then you go ahead on in your teaching. And go ahead on, but make sure that they understand that. Communication is so important. Because a lot of times folks can misinterpret passion for anger and other different emotions can get misunderstood. So, communicating is important. And you can't be afraid to be creative in your communications, what it is you're trying to get across. But at the same token, don't be unfeeling in your communicating. What do I mean? Okay. You have an unexpected day off, or maybe there's your regular day off. And you decide, yeah, I'm going to clean up the house for my spouse. So you're going on, you're cleaning up and you're vacuuming and you want the place to be nice and all that is a good thing. Especially for husbands who said, I'm going to do this. This is something that my wife usually does, but I'm going to do this. And that sounds real good. It's, very good thought, except even though you're off, maybe you're, we talk about husbands doing this for their wives or vice versa. It could be both sides. Sometimes we have home husbands also or whatever. I'm doing this at a time of the day where my spouse needs to be getting their rest. Maybe they work at night and they usually come home and they sleep in the morning. Maybe they just got off with their job, they just got off a double shift and they're resting. Or maybe they're going to get up in another hour or so, but I started working, and robbing them of that last good hour of sleep or so. So even though my gesture is coming from a good place, I should have thought that through a little bit better. Now I'm waking them up, robbing them of sleep that they can't get back, especially if they're resting to get ready to go to work. It's not like a lot of us say, well, I'm going to do this here. And, my wife don't have to get up. My husband doesn't have to get up. The kids are at school. I'll get up and I'll make sure that they go to school and this day, or if there are no children, they don't have to get up at all. So if they do have to wake up, I'm sorry, dear, I made this breakfast for you. You can have breakfast and you can go back to sleep if you want. But you can't be unfeeling, uncaring, even though you mean well. There are things that we do, we didn't take certain things into consideration. Little gestures. I'm coming home with a dinner. And I'm surprised. My wife, my husband, my partner. My friend. I'm surprised them. But why are you gonna bring home dinner? They have been home preparing dinner. So when you come home, now what are we gonna do? Well, I went out and brought this, let's go ahead and eat this here, and you don't have to worry about it. Instead of saying, well, Dad, you slaved, you took time to prepare this. Ah, we can eat this later, some other time. Okay? Or maybe not even at all. Now a lot of people say, well, I spent this money, it's money. But you don't ignore the fact that your mate spent hours maybe taking the time to make you a nice dinner. Don't let that go. No, don't ignore that. This, hey, I might have spent a few dollars. Okay. I may have, but if I can't eat it later, hey, don't worry about it. I appreciate what you did and the time you took to prepare this meal. We'll eat yours. Now you say, well, that's a little simple thing. That's obvious. Not to everybody. Not to everybody. But it's important, not to ignore. And ignore our persons, our wife, our husband, our friends' efforts. Communication, we're talking about now. Communicating. They're trying to show you something. And you were trying to show something, but now we're going to meet in the middle. It might be a matter that we might can do both. We don't have to eat all of it, but we can eat some of each of it, both of them. I mean, you find ways. Again, communicate. You find ways to make things meet, be compatible. We find things, ways to make it work. It's not a big problem. Let's find some way to make it work. That's what we do. And these are some of the things, even that the scriptures are saying to us. Passages of scripture that you'll find as we discuss the certain ingredients in our relationships, they overlap. How can two people walk together? How can they walk the same path together? Unless they agree, unless they communicate, unless they have let each other know what we're doing. I'm ready to run down this road. And you say, oh, no. I need to walk. You don't walk any further than the person you're walking with can. I'm not going to be walking at 10 miles an hour when you can only walk at 5. I digress so that we can walk together. And no, it's not saying, well, no, you got to keep up. You got to get, no, I can slow down. If that's your pace, the extent of how you walk, I slow down. We're in this relationship. I feel like I'm in a hurry for us to go to sleep, but you move at a different pace. Let's make sure we move together. I don't want to try to move ahead of you. Hey, why? So I can get to our goal ahead of you. Think about what I just said. It's our goal, but I'm trying to get there ahead of you. No. We want to get there. It's our goal. We want to get there together. If one is able to move faster than the other, then you slow down and you wait for the other. You can't always expect for them to move faster to keep up with you. There are times when, yes, they may need to move faster. Maybe they've been lazy all this time. That's why they haven't got any further than where they are. And you've told them that. Y'all talked about that. Come on. And they need you to push them. Again, that's fine. Y'all have communicated that. But don't assume that. Don't assume at all, man. They need to be pushed further, harder. Let's do. Let me. I'm gonna just do that. We all make those mistakes. Husbands make them towards their wives. Wives make them about their husband. We move at different paces. Communication can keep those from being a problem. So, as we've been saying, in relationship, we see how important communicating is, especially when it comes to disagreements in our journey together. Because we also realize if you keep letting that thing just fester, keep picking at it, but you don't get to it, it's going to cause a problem. It's going to cause a problem, especially when you've been letting stuff just go. And then this one day, y'all may happen to have an argument. And everything start coming out then. That's the top blowing off of that thing. Yeah, simmering. That's what that is there. That doesn't happen as if it was a problem in January. Y'all talked about it in January. Here it is, April, and y'all have an argument. And what happened way back in January comes up. What happened in, February comes out. All these things that's been sitting around, you've allowed it to fester. You've allowed it to just build up instead of dealing with it. Communication. You'd be surprised to how many relationships have ended over things that were simple. But when you let them build up, they become a problem. Now, some of you are saying, well, letting off a firecracker ain't that big a problem. No. But if you bundle them all up and let them off at the same time, it could be a problem. Let me share this here, which just came to my mind. I'm reminded, some of you have heard this story different ways, of the young man that came home, told his dad, "Dad, Johnny was caught peeing in the pool." Well, Dad realized that in this day and time, that's not a really big issue because they put stuff in the waters to keep, these things from becoming a serious problem. So he tried to tell it to his son that it's not really that big a problem, little Johnny peeing in the pool. But his son said to him, "Yeah, Dad, but from the diving board?" Wow. So now it seems like it's a terrible thing. It's the same problem, same thing. But now it's become so open, as we say to everybody, it seems like a big issue. Well, these things happen with some of the things that happen in our relationships as well. Okay. They can have a really, really wide effect on folks because of the way they're done. In and of themselves, we find that they may not be as serious as we make them to be. But if we don't communicate that, all we see is the grandiose, appearance of that thing. You need to be able to communicate. We need to be able to communicate. No, I hate it when you do something and such. How come I'm just hearing this? No, you have to talk about these things. You have to communicate these things. Okay. Honey, you're making this dish for dinner again. Well, I thought you'd like it. You never said it. Well, I never said anything about it, but I really don't care for it. Why didn't you just tell me that? We're learning each other. If you don't tell me that you don't like this particular dish, I have to believe that you do. And that's why I continue to make it. It's not one of my favorite dishes. Or maybe you like the dish, but you don't like it that particular way. Communicate. Communicate. Oh, these are little issues. We can't begin, and I'm not even going to try to begin to name all the many little issues that could come up in it, in any relationship, friends, like I said, whatever the relationship is. But I cannot stress the importance of communicating. Can't stress it enough. We have to be able to communicate. And going back to what we stated earlier, and I'm going back and I'm coming back to this as I wind up. When your relationship, the basis of it, the foundation of it, okay, whatever your relationship is, that's clearly defined, trust it. Because you see, if you're talking about friends and you share something with your friend, it's not good for you to wear this. It's not good for you to say that. It's not trust that your friendship is strong enough, if it is indeed a friendship, that it will take that. Don't just be the person that's going around criticizing. I tell everybody, I welcome constructive criticism. And some people say, well, what is the difference between constructive criticism and regular criticism? Well, anybody can criticize. Oh, I don't like you. I don't like that suit you're wearing. I don't like those shoes you got on, that suit you're wearing, those this, that, and the other. But I saw you in another suit, and that color is good on you. That way that suit fits you is good. Now that's telling me something. Okay, this other suit, no, it doesn't fit me the same way. It's a little bit too small, or it's a little bit too big, or what have you. I could appreciate that. For my complexion, maybe that color is not good for me. I can appreciate that, and I appreciate you for telling me that. Okay, constructive criticism. If you're not in a position to tell somebody how to correct what they're doing wrong or what they're appearing as bad, how to make it better, maybe it's wise for you not to say anything. Because all you're doing now is just criticizing. You should not wear that shirt with that saying on it. It's very offensive. And you explain to them why you shouldn't wear that shirt and what makes it offensive. Oh, thank you. I didn't look at it that way. Constructive. Communicate. Don't assume that folks know why in the world will somebody continue to do something that is offensive. And you know that that's not really who they are. They're not aware that it's offensive. They didn't see it that way. Communicate. And the list goes on and on and on with many examples of many different things that we could bring up. But the thing that we want to end, we really want to emphasize this day, the importance of communication and remembering that communication just doesn't mean talking. But if it is going to be talking, don't be that person who's just listening when somebody is saying something just to wait your turn to get in there and you haven't really been paying attention to what they're saying. Listen. Listen. It takes maybe even more skill to listen to someone than it does to just get out and talk and talk and talk. We, I didn't say you, we have to learn how to listen, communicate. It means it involves more than one side. It's not just me talking to you. It's not just you talking to me. It's us having a conversation. The operative word in there or prefix, as we used to be taught, is co. It involves more than one or both sides of of this conversation. I thank you, and I hope that what we were sharing today is beneficial, has been beneficial to all of you who are listening. Again, as always, we invite you, St. James Missionary Baptist Church. We always invite you, excuse me, to tune in, not just to our podcast, but visit our website, where you can have the opportunity to even see this podcast again. And other things, we have other issues, other studies that we've talked about. Some of them are on video. Some of them you'll be able to see the notes for them, and as always, you'll be able to comment on our way and tell us what you think. Share with us what you think by way of our email. On the site itself, there are places where you're able to leave your comments. And if you do that, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. So we thank you. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. For those who, may I have to say this, if some of you may have say, oh man, I forgot you. I don't have our email address. As much as I know this, let me put this down and let me share this with you. The best, easiest way, rather than give you all of this stuff, is to go right to our website, St. James MBC. That is ST James M Missionary Baptist Church, MBC, Philly. Dot com. Okay. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Thank you for joining us on this edition of St. James Missionary Baptist Church podcast. How do you think? How do you think? Or should I say, how important is the word of God to you when it comes to communication?